All right, since we're still in Stranger Things mode this week, we're going to... I want to find out what character we are.
Oh, that test. That
play
test,
like a little Glamour
the
magazine
test, you send me.
Test. But yeah, this is from BuzzFeed.
Okay. So. Are we going to take it ahead of time or we're taking it right, like on live?
We'll do it live.
Oh, it tells you which...
We'll
oh,
do
it, tells
it live!
You which character you are.
We'll do it live! Yeah, all right. Okay. Let's save it for the podcast. Yo, welcome back to That Guy Show podcast brought to you by Wise Fools Media. I'm William.
I'm Mateo.
And That Guy Show is a podcast for men, about men, by men, with men, as men.
Amen.
All right, so we talked about nostalgia from watching Stranger Things season 3.
That we did.
There was no real spoilers in that one, maybe. Maybe there was. But just FYI, peoples, spoiler alert, we're still talking about Stranger Things.
Yeah, season three. We're actually talking about it. And so don't, if you haven't seen it, go see it.
Especially the next episode, we're actually going to be talking like about the show. So.
Yeah. This time we're talking about the characters, so but we're probably going to talk about stuff
so,
that happens.
So, Matt, what character are you? We're going to take a test. You can get this from BuzzFeed. As much as we don't like BuzzFeed, we're going to use it because that's what they used on their video where the actual actors and actresses played the game to find out which characters they were. So
like in their real life, which one matched the character persona.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to we'll call up the category. You got your phone, I got my phone, and we will...
We'll
do it live.
Choose an 80s movie.
Yes. What are the options?
E.T., The Terminator, Ghostbusters, Back to the Future, The Goonies, or Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I'm going with The Goonies.
That's what I picked. Aww.
Friends.
Frenzies.
All right. Okay. Pick a superpower. Telekinesis, super strength, flight, super speed, invisibility, and teleportation.
What'd you choose? I've already
got
mine
hard.
Locked and loaded.
I feel like I might go... This is going to sound creepy, but I'm kind of in between invisibility and flight. I think I might go with invisibility.
This is starting to become creepy, Will. Of course I picked invisibility.
So why did you pick invisibility?
Because that's just what... That's what I would do. I'd just be invisible. I still want to see what's going on.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be in immediate danger. So it's like if I had super strength, it would be my responsibility to like super strength the problem.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Whereas if I have just invisibility, I can like go like sneak into the base and find out the numbers and I can do spy activity, reconnaissance.
Yeah, that's true. I figure if I had invisibility, I would also be able to make other things invisible. Right? Or is it just me and my clothes still appear? That's the hard part, right? Do I have to be naked to be invisible? You know what I mean?
Oh, that would be interesting.
Yeah, so...
I think you can make your clothes invisible.
So that's what I'm saying.
For the sake of the
argument.
So
I think what I would do is... I'm trying to think of how to make money with this. Like telekinesis, I don't want to know what people are thinking because that just ruins life, you know? But invisibility, I think I'd become a magician.
Is telekinesis... I think telekinesis is the ability to move things with your mind, not know what people are thinking.
Then I take telekinesis.
Yeah, telekinesis is basically the power that 11 has.
My bad.
Yeah.
Telepathetic over here. okay, I switch mine then.
Okay, good. We're not going to be the same.
Okay, you go.
Your friends, would you describe them as loyal, funny, charismatic, kind, relaxed, or logical?
No, your friends would describe you as...
Your friends would describe you as, oh, that's very different.
Not how you would describe your friends.
Oh, how would my friends describe me?
This one's hard because it doesn't say asshole on it. I think my friends would...
Logical. Maybe that would be the nice way of saying, oh, he's very logical, meaning he's a complete douche.
That's what I put.
Okay, good. All right, I'm going to put funny. Choose a place that you would like to hang out with your friends. Oh, these are all nostalgic right here. Read them off, Will.
Oh, yeah. Community pool.
And look how crowded that pool is. Do you remember being in pools that were so...
I didn't have a community pool, but I did have a pool that would have been like... I mean, it was a country club pool.
Yeah.
It sounds fancier than it really, really, really is, but yes.
Yes.
The answer is yes. Palace Arcade. Mike's Basement. The Junkyard. Hawkins Middle School. Or the Star Court Mall.
Mine's so easy. because that's where I actually did spend most of my childhood.
I think that mine would be in Mike's basement.
Dang. That's what I chose too. I'm Mike's basement, man. I'm playing games all night. But I'm staying up.
Were you stuck between two things?
No.
Oh, because mine was Starcourt Mall. It depends on if it was before I liked girls or after I liked girls. But well, is this asking me who I am now?
No, it's asking you. You're overthinking it, dude.
All right. Choose some 80s slang.
Not designed by like scientists.
Dude, you don't know. BuzzFeed might have.
Choose some 80s slang. Bitchin', tubular, gnarly, or wicked.
I'd probably still say wicked.
See, that's like a Northeastern thing. I feel like wicked.
I was wicked.
Wicked.
Wicked awesome.
It's wicked. Yeah, I pick gnarly.
Okay, fair enough. In a crisis, you'd be calm, cautious, nervous, strategic, responsible, or brave.
Got mine locked and loaded.
Okay. Mine's between calm and strategic. I'm going to move to strategic.
And I am just nervous.
Nice. Finally, choose something important from the series.
This is one I haven't actually done yet. So the options are Christmas lights / alphabetical wall, Muse, which is the kitten, Barb, who just everyone seems to forget about, Stevie's bat. Oh, that thing is pretty intense. It's like Negan's bat. Mm-hmm. Egos. You gotta love the Egos. Or Darth.
Dart.
Dart. I'm sorry, Dart. That was that little, that's that little guy from season two.
Something important from the series. For me, I'm between two things again. This is tough. I'm going to go with Steve's bat because I think he had the most pivotal transformation from royal douchebag to middle school children's hero.
I'm going to go ahead and choose Christmas lights, and I have no idea why.
Okay.
As far as the show importance, it was brilliant because that was how she was able to communicate with the kid.
Awesome. So, oh, who are you?
I got Mike.
Me too, son.
No!
I'm Mike.
Got the same person.
So we are smart, optimistic, and open-minded. We are leaders, not a follower. And we might make decisions with our hearts. We're brave and trusting, and we do anything for the people we love.
I was trying to be like, what would happen if I just changed my last answer? Would it give me a different person? But it's not letting me do it. It doesn't want you to figure out their algorithm. You have to retake the whole test.
Yep.
We both got Mike.
That's awesome.
I was kind of hoping for someone else. Mike's like the flashiest of characters, you know? Like, you relate to him because he's awkward and he's kind of the ringleader. He is the leader, but I don't know.
I would have thought that you would have gotten more of a Gaten.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. You think they have the adults in here too, or is it just the kids? Like, could you have ended up being Butch?
Oh.
What's his name?
I wonder if you're Indian.
Huck? Huss? Huck? What's the sheriff? What's the sheriff's name?
Hopper?
Hopper, there you go. Huck. I was close, man. Yeah. Huck.
Okay, here's what I'll do real quick. Okay, let me reload this page. I'm going to get Hopper. Okay?
You're going to try to get Hopper.
Yep.
I don't know.
Indiana Jones.
Oh, you're going to try to guess.
Super strength.
You're going to try to guess what the Hopper one is.
That's yep.
Interesting.
I'm going to say loyal. Junkyard. I think gnarly. Brave. And then maybe Egos. Oh, I got Lucas. I don't even know. Maybe it's just the kids.
I'm thinking it's just the kids.
There's no way that that's Lucas. I got Lucas. I got 11. I got Mike.
Who's your favorite character? I need to see a list of all the characters.
Okay,
so I can remember.
My favorite character is probably... I don't know. It's hard. I kind of really like Nancy.
Nancy's annoying.
Why? She's like,
I don't know,
she's like, besides the obvious, like, I think 11's actually the coolest character.
Well, she's the coolest character for sure. I mean, she's like the X-Men. and everyone else is just like,
right, and that's the reason why
they're her friend.
I really like Hopper. He was kind of annoying a little bit in season three.
He's kind of a jerk.
Yeah, he was kind of a jerk in season three.
Which, I mean, not to say it was a bad thing, because
the jerkness of the first season was because you saw a lot of the backstory with his daughter, right?
Right.
The jerkness of the second season was just kind of playing up on the same thing. But the jerkness of the third season was just like him just being a jerk. I did think the kids were way too insubordinate to their adults.
But they're also at that age where insubordinates becomes.
Yeah, it's in the 80s, I think they'd have been backhanded and they didn't show that.
Oh, yeah, they did not show no whipping. You would get whooped for sure.
They didn't show that.
Yeah. Will seems like a kid that's been beat. Like both him and his brother, like Winona Ryder beats them. Like in like an 80s way. They were beat up.
No, do you remember in the first season when Jonathan goes to his dad?
Oh, was the dad?
The dad would have beat him. Not Winona.
Well, they got beat.
Not Joyce.
I know kids just like him.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you get beat.
And that's what it looks like. And his dad was kind of a big DB.
Yeah. Well, the beatings we took as kids, or that people around us took, if we didn't take them ourselves. I mean, we got spanked. I mean, you got corporally beat.
I got spanked up until 1993.
You remember the year it stopped?
Or two? Yeah. Okay. Basically, when my youngest sister was born, we stopped getting spanked.
For some reason.
And I have no idea why.
Maybe you just got better.
I always joked that if my dad hit me more, I'd have gone to college. If only I was spanked more, I'd have done something.
I feel
with my
like
life.
I don't, at this point in my son's life, it's like the only time I ever feel like hitting him is when he puts his life in danger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so it's like he's got a knife and I say, stop, you know? Yeah. Like, stop, you know? And he's like gonna go run down the hall with it. You know what I mean? And you're like, you just want to like, he just ran on us the other day in a parking lot. So he saw a parking lot, he jumped into the like and started running.
Yeah.
And we're like, stop. You know, like, so how do you like communicate to a little kid, you know? I mean, I think
a swift kick to the back of the head.
I think physical beatings is what, I mean, not like, you know, abuse.
I know what you're saying.
I don't know where the line is.
I don't know if everybody listening knows what you're saying.
No, I mean, like, you have to, I mean, I don't know, like, is smacking in general, like, at what point are you even allowed to beat your kids anymore? Like, I don't even know. And when I say beat, you know, I don't mean like bruise and bloody.
Yeah.
But I mean, you spanked them, you smacked them, you made them hurt, so they knew if they did that same action again, they would get hurt again.
So my nephew,
to prevent their behavior, their behavior. I mean, I don't think that like that has to be the best way to do it, but I don't know a better way, especially when they can't talk and you can't like physically, like they don't understand that they're being punished 3 hours later for something they did 3 hours ago.
I agree. So my nephew, he's like, I think he's 9 now. Is he 9? He might be 10 or turning 10. So he's old enough to start grasping bigger, hey, I can't do this anymore because now I'm a bigger kid, right? So he was over and he was swimming with us and stuff like that, but he kept jumping on my back, but he would like grab my beard because he'd wrap us. And finally I was like, dude, stop. You got to stop jumping on me because you're like ripping my beard from my face and it hurts. Like, stop. You're too big to be jumping on me in the back of the pool. If we're wrestling around, it's a different story, but just jumping on me without me knowing,
yeah,
you're grabbing my beard. And he did it again. And I grabbed him by the arm and he looked at me and I could see, like, I grabbed him kind of hard by the arm. And I was like, are you done? Are you done? But it's just this look of like, no one's ever
grabbed me before.
I know, but I had to be like, I didn't.
Yeah.
I've already told you 3 or 4 times.
Yeah. Like,
and you're like, actually, I mean, when I'm saying you're hurting me, I mean, he's pulling my beard.
Yeah.
So
well,
it's
like when a kid,
dude, stop.
When a kid is like got a bat and he's hitting you in the face, like, you have to be like, stop. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and then they're like, no, and they're going to just smack you even harder. Like, at some point you have to physically restrain them.
Yes.
I mean, some point you're going to have to like hold the kid down, let him cry it out and try to explain to him that their behavior is
so
bad.
He was sad that I disciplined him. You know, we were still buddies. We still wrestled in the pool and played in the pool and stuff like that. But he didn't jump on my back anymore.
Did you know that I had friends in college? I went to college in the 2000s,
mm-hmm.
Graduated in 2004. I had friends in college who were, I mean, in high school, who were paddled, were being paddled. And it wasn't just like, they didn't just paddle the kids. It's at a private school in New Orleans. But like, they didn't just paddle the kids, but they would call them up in front of this class and they would do public paddling. So like, you know, it was like a thing to like not cry, you know, when you got paddled, because it was like, they would make, people would make fun of you and how you took the paddle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you were too willing to take the paddle, like if you just walked up there and like bent over, then like they would rib you for that.
So give
like,
it to me, daddy.
Yeah. There was, They're like, oh, you look like you enjoyed that, Wilson, you know? And you're like, what? So, I mean, like you have to like, but in like, to me, that was like a total culture shock. Like I remember in my principal in elementary school, he had paddles on his wall,
mm-hmm.
like hanging on the wall of his office. But I think they were just jokes. Like no one actually beat anyone in
this
school.
But you can't joke like that anymore.
This was like a Lutheran school. The Catholic school, and I remember we used to get beat, but it was in like first and second grade. Like I remember the kindergarten teacher saying, the kindergarten teacher used to pull your pants down. So you didn't just get spanked, you got spanked bare-assed. So you would get your pants pulled down and you get bare ass spanked. So no clothes buffering the spanking. And like, that's like just a memory that I have of her saying, we will pull your pants down and you will get this right on the rear end. And you're like, whoa, don't mess with that lady.
Nope.
Oh, sweet old lady.
You're just old enough for all the bad times. I must be just young enough to not have to go through that.
Right. You came right
on.
I think
I've been bare ass spanked by my parents, but I've never been bare ass spanked in public by another adult.
Right. Well, no, in high school, I switched topics, but my point was, I was very shocked that corporal punishment in a school by strangers was still happening in like 2004.
Oh, no, I think it was still happening even. Oh, it's not recently, but.
Right. It was an issue.
It's finally done.
Right. It was an issue here. Yeah.
Anyway, Stranger Things.
Which, by the way, as much as we talk about, they do show some violence, but they don't, it's not like we see that much spanking. There's very little parental involvement in the lives of these kids.
Well, this is
what
I kept wondering was, and they kind of played it up a little bit, but I was like, at what point, like, so Mrs. Wheeler's in the show, right? You know, the hot mom. Is she ever worried about any of her kids never being around?
No, she's perfectly fine with it. I mean, she's worried about Nancy a little bit. Is that Nancy's mom?
Yeah, Nancy and Mike's mom.
She's a little worried about them every now and then, but not really.
And she was all about that Billy.
Mike, she don't know nothing about Mike. I mean, she pretty much let Mike go.
I know. But then I'm like, where's Lucas's mom? And not only Lucas's mom, but Erica, Lucas's sister, who's 10 years old in a mall at night.
Well, she was spending the night at her friend's house.
I know, and she always covers it. They had to put that in there, but they didn't do it at first. I was like, where are these parents at?
But that was how it was, man. It's so hard for people to remember.
I know. You're right.
It was just how it was, man. You just would be, I mean, you would easily go, you could go 48, 70, you stayed a whole weekend at someone's house, be 72 hours. No one would know, have any idea where you were. This whole season takes place in like 3 days, isn't it?
It is. It's pretty quick.
It's I'm so mad at these like eight episode seasons. Like this is not, to me, when I judge seasons on their success, to me, this is almost like Stranger Things, like second season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, season one was 8 episodes. Season two was 9. So I actually thought we were going to get 10 this season and we didn't. We got 8.
Yeah. I thought that was cheap. And given how much money and they're like the number one watch show. I mean, come on. You could have just, you know, upped the ante, gave us 12, 13 episodes, something.
Well, Mike, it's been fun.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
No, I mean,
who's your favorite character? Just tell me that before we sign off.
Okay, honestly, I know I said Nancy. I think, honestly, my favorite character, I think, is probably Hopper.
Okay. As much
it's probably the most I relate to.
Annoying, but you like
him. I don't think he was that annoying, but he was annoying.
My favorite character is Max. She's my favorite character.
She's pretty BA.
She's hilarious. And, like, she doesn't have... Like, she's got the superpower that no one else has, but she doesn't really have one at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, she is basically Mike. She's like a female version of Mike.
She has the woman's knowledge.
But she can, like, she can be in charge. If Mike wasn't around, she could be the ringleader.
Well, thanks for joining us, guys. Next episode, we're talking about Stranger Things in a little more in depth, so spoiler alert. Find us on social media at Wise Fools Media on Instagram and That Guy Show on Instagram. We're also on Facebook at Wise Fools Media. wisefoolsmedia.com for blogs and more. And if you want to leave a comment or a question to be played on the air, hit us up at thatguysshow@wisefoolsmedia.com. You can also call us at 985-503-7867. 985-503-7867. I'm William.
I'm Matt.
Actually, I'm Mike.
And I'm Mike.
And this is That Guy Show. Peace.